This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The official music of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with not the usual bill of fare because Michael Harrison is off this week, but we're reviewing the companion piece to the Talk Radio Countdown Show, which is something we do in connection with a cooperation, if you will, of the DJVers. From the DJV program, we have Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, and John Harper, who is here from WMEL on the Space Coast, one of my longtime radio pals. We have a lot of things to talk about in this hour. I went through, I suppose, probably I should start the hour like Michael Harrison normally does, right? With the overview, the top stories as they are this week presented in Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, like they always do. And we always present them as well at DJVShow.com. So the editors of Talkers have the top stories and people list based on what they've listened to, based on talking to News Talk Radio host during this past year and ongoing research. So, the story list includes the passing of Rush Limbaugh. I don't know what else there is to say. I mean, what needs to be said about Rush Limbaugh has been said. You agree, John?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the guy was just a magnificent talent, whether you agreed with him politically or not, a great storyteller, and he did a lot, as we've heard over the decades, he did a lot for the radio industry, and we appreciate that, and he certainly is missed. It's kind of hard to believe that he is gone. He was so big, bigger than life, so to speak.
Yeah, in a manner of speaking, he was. Yeah, yeah. He went far beyond the boundaries of what normal radio hosts are. And speaking of that, the people who filled his shoes or who are trying to are just regular, kind of normal, not from the same cut from the same cloth. You know, you've got these gas bags that are from the two big networks, the two big radio owners with their networks. They've tried to keep the listenership, or they've tried to keep the stations on, and they can dictate to their own stations, as they have. iHeart has these two guys on that are nothing special from my point of view, and I'm not saying anything bad about them. I just don't find them. Limbaugh was always, whether you agreed with him or you didn't agree with him, he was always listenable. You could always be sure that wherever he was with his thought and however he was communicating, he had that bombastic voice. And he had the attitude, and so it was, you know, it was a different experience. That just, and people, the silly thing is, it's like with anything else, there's never another, all these guys that try to be like Johnny Carson. Hello, there's no more Johnny Carson. There's no more Ed McMahon. So that, you know, as much as they try to recreate that, they haven't. I mean, at one point in time, Johnny Carson had, 32, 34 million people a night watching him. The three or four guys that are doing it now collectively don't have half that audience. And you know, you can say, well, there's so much other stuff on. No, I don't, it's what they were all about. And the same with Limbaugh. Limbaugh had a huge audience based on the fact that he was a good radio person, a great radio host. And, you know, people got caught at the beginning. I remember he and I were friends as we all started at the same time. I did. He and I were both. He started in August of 1988. I started in October of 88 doing the former Good Day show. And so now that he's gone, I'm the longest running syndicated host in the country. And I'm kind of proud of that, frankly. And
you should
he was
be.
Proud.
Absolutely, Doug.
Thank you. He was so compelling. Maybe that's what it is. And so, if you like listening to Bongino, great. You found somebody that you can, you know, glom onto, or if you like these other two guys. But I'll tell you something. In place of of Limbaugh, the station that belonged to Cumulus, and I don't want to do too much inside stuff, but if Michael were here, we'd be following the same path. So the Cumulus stations have told their talk stations they got to take Bongino. Okay. The iHeart stations have told their stations they got to take the two guys, what's Bud and the sports guy, I don't remember the names. And then the independent stations that now are looking for something, they wanted to get away from the Limbaugh thing, and they couldn't really because, you know, the audience wanted, demanded it. And so they paid, I'm sure you know, I don't know that we've talked about it so much here, but the stations had to pay, not only did they have to carry the advertising, but they had to pay to have Limbaugh on their stations. There's nobody around now that anybody's going to pay for. But I will tell you that I think Dana Loesch, who was on Radio America, has made a big dent, especially in the independent station world, where, you know, again, people are looking for an easy connection. And again, I get too much into the weeds, but you know what I'm saying. From the point of view of somebody who's running a station, they don't have to have all kinds of cram downs and you must carry this if you do that. Sean Hannity lost a lot of affiliates because it used to be that if you wanted to carry Sean, you had to, or if you wanted to carry Rush, you had to carry Sean, right? And now,
right.
You know, you don't have to. So,
well, it's kind of amazing, Doug, that the various networks that you've just mentioned, especially the network that had Rush for all the decades, why they didn't plan ahead much better in developing or tapping into the best talent that is out there in America. I mean, there are a lot of good talk show hosts, and I think these people that they currently have filling in, or I shouldn't say filling in, the replacing Doug, I don't think they really cut it at all.
No. Well, anyway, so we'll leave that as a way. It was just because he passed away, the ripple effect of it. And you're right. They were so afraid, and this is not inside baseball talk. We all know they continued playing for months and months and months reruns of Limbaugh from the past 30 years. And, you know, it just seemed rather silly. Buck Sexton is the guy. He's actually not a bad host. And not a bad, the other guy, the sports guy, I don't get him at all. But anyway, so there it goes, and that's it, and we keep moving here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's 14 past the hour. Reminder for all those of you who have New Year's resolutions about taking care of yourself and your health, I'll tell you something. For 5 years plus, I've been talking about Calitrin, a product that is so good, so successful. People get such great results. It is aimed at helping you once you've lost weight. It's good for helping you lose the weight, but more importantly, it helps you keep the weight off, which is the bottom line. Now you're all looking, you see the ads on television for this gym membership and that gym membership. We go on Weight Watchers, and who's the spokesperson for Weight Watchers this year? I saw an ad the other day, and I'm trying to...
I don't know.
Somebody...
It changes a lot, so
notable.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. Anyway... But they're all going to sign people up, and people will go at it for a couple of months, and maybe they'll lose the weight. But then they put it right back on again. And so that's where Calitrin comes in. The world's most successful natural formula to have you, once you've lost the weight, keep it off. And that's really, they've got an 86% success rate, so that's pretty good, I think. And that's why I like talking about them. I wanted you early on. I've been talking, I think, since the early November broadcast about... getting on to it now so you didn't have to force yourself into something you didn't want to do come the first of the year. But there, you know, some people listened and bought the stuff and have been using it and still enjoying themselves, and other people said, nah, wait till after the first of the year. Okay, well, now it's your time. Go to toploss.com. That's the website for Calitrin, toploss.com. See all the stories in there from the people who have loved the experience of taking off the weight and keeping it off. Find the deals for you. Use the DJV code at checkout at toploss.com, and you get free shipping. Plus, they offer, as through the Christmas and New Year's season, one of these things that you buy now and pay later, which is a great deal because everybody spent all their money on presents. So you can still get into it and help yourself. Go to toploss.com for the only all-natural way when you lose the weight to keep it off. That's the compound is called Calitrin.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago.
At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance. Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months I make 200 to 300 bucks.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill-up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
So, the sales right now at Kohl's, I mean, you won't want to miss these deals. I got 60% off holiday decor, so I'm set for next year. Fleece for under 20 bucks and 60% off bedding. Even better, I used the Kohl's cash I earned from my holiday shopping, got an extra 20% off, and earned even more Kohl's cash. Who's ready to ring in the savings?
Select styles ends January 2nd. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Research shows that people remember radio ads with lots of sound effects. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need, here are some zany sounds. Saving on home insurance is no laughing matter. Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. The money you save could change your life. It's time for you to take your insurance choice seriously. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Blasting off from the Space Coast, we have John Harper from WMEL here on our Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison not with us this week, so Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner from the DJV program here. This is sort of a service at the end of each week. Over the weekend, a lot of stations hear this program that carry the DJV show, and a lot of folks carry the program that their only exposure to us is this program. One of the things that's on the list here at number 8 for the year, U.S., China, and Russia relations. I think that we miss something. We don't throw Iran into that bucket of fish. And I noticed that they launched a rocket into space this week as the talks, the nuclear talks are taking. Here they are with their, you know, kind of thumbing their nose at the process, aren't they? Here, we got a rocket now. You got to wonder, why would this a country, this, the public, there's a, you know, they have a fairly good economy. But why would they think it was necessary to spend money launching a rocket? I mean, what they have nothing better to do with their money? What point is there other than to maybe show, well, we can get a rocket that will fly to Israel and we can bomb the hell out of them. But that, other than that,
yeah,
what else?
Show of strength, right? Yeah. That's the only reason that you would
I
do
think
that.
That's what it comes down to. Yeah. It's a show of strength, like Victoria just said. Yeah.
Meaningless to anybody who's got more than a pea for a brain. These people are never, I mean, they could start some trouble, but they get squashed like a bug in any real fight. So, anyway, more noise. We got a lot of noise here, there, and everywhere. 21 after the hour.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
HIV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
1 in 44 children have some kind of autistic problem. Children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families.
Remember, low-income families with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. You said lower-income families.
Yeah.
They can't qualify for assistance if their kids aren't vaccinated. Now, that is a crime against nature.
All DJV Health podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Michael Harrison not here this week as we end the year with an overview of the hot stories from this year. Anecdotally, John Harper is here from WMEL Radio. He frequently guests on our talk radio programs, the Countdown Shows. He always has something important to say, as does Victoria Keelan, who's a regular with Jay Kirshner on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jay, you have been asking people for comments on our social media about New Year's and resolutions and goals. So what kind of input are you getting? This is always a tradition at the end of the year, I guess.
Yeah, what's fascinating is how many people are kind of like, we're just happy we survived 2021. We're not having any resolutions. Like, my resolution for the new year is to not have any resolutions just yet. Keep surviving and try to enjoy life.
What a horrible way to look at things, though, isn't it? I mean, getting down to
it's put one foot in front of the other, one day at a time kind of thing. Yeah, it's practical.
Half a day at a time, quarter day at a time, whatever you got to do. I like Cindy's, though. She straight up said, my resolution is to not make any more resolutions. And I think a lot of people kind of feel that way. So maybe we just look at it as goals. Krista Ann is focusing on her health and saving money for her future, which I think is a great one. I'm probably going to jump on Krista Ann's resolution slash goal and do that for myself. Marie Limesand is focusing on reaching retirement on August 1st. So that's really exciting, too. I would almost think if you're reaching retirement, it's kind of like keep your head down. Don't tick anybody off. Don't get fired when you're in the home stretch.
Yeah. Imagine, though, ending the year and ending your career. I would think that would be a double number on your head, frankly. I know a lady who's been in radio for a long time who's retired. Sent me an email yesterday because I had asked her for some information, and she sent me an email. I'm retiring tomorrow. Call this guy.
Yeah, not my problem anymore.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so what else do you have on resolutions and goals?
Really just a lot of health, people focusing on the well-being. There were a few comments of people are challenging themselves rather than a resolution or goal to focus on the positive, not complain. Good. Just talk about what's going well in life, focus on their blessings, and a lot are like, we're going to try to see how long we can go without saying anything negative.
Mm-hmm. That's good. All right, you also have been asking people for the significant items that they took away from this year, things they learned. What did you get for input from some of our listeners along those lines?
Danelle Ivy learned not to wait for people or circumstances to make the change that you need today. I think that's great, kind of taking responsibility over yourself and accountability instead of waiting for other people. That's awesome. Johnny mm-hmm. Powell's lesson for the year is, if you have something to say to someone, do it before it's too late.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, that is a great one. Yeah. Suzanne Jewell says she learned a health hack of putting Neosporin up each nostril before she leaves the house, and she feels like that's been helping her combat getting any illnesses.
Hmm.
I've heard that one. I've also heard Vicks VapoRub, putting that up your nostrils and kind of like blocking things out.
We had an advertisement.
I don't know, there's a thing called a mask right now that you put over your nose and mouth, and that kind of helps too.
I would rather have a mask on than smell Vicks VapoRub all day.
But that'll keep people away.
Yeah, that would keep people away. You're right. That put a little of that on your body and you can, you know, everybody kiss that guy goodbye. But I wonder about some of the other, we had an advertiser. Was it called Clear? It began X-L-E-A-R.
Yeah, the nose
spray. That was a good product. Yep. And the other advertiser was
Navage.
Navage, that was it, yeah. All those things did very well because of the obvious this year. 28 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New Year's Eve celebrations are taking place around the world despite the Omicron surge. There were no New Year's Eve fireworks in central London, but some people gathered at the Shard skyscraper to ring in 2022. For those spending New Year's Eve in Times Square, things are a bit different. Outgoing NYPD Commissioner Dermot Shea.
Let's have fun. Let's do it in a safe environment. You're going to wear a mask, and that's the expectation for everyone.
Massive Colorado wildfires spread by powerful winds burned several hundred homes and forced evacuations of two Denver suburbs. Colorado Governor Jared Polis.
Gusts of 100, 110 miles an hour can and have moved this fire down a football field in a matter of seconds.
This is USA Radio News. Violence broke out in the Germantown section of Philadelphia, injuring 6 people after more than 65 shots were heard. Initial reports suggest the shooter hasn't been identified, and the incident is still under investigation. A 21-year-old woman was shot multiple times in the abdomen and was rushed to the hospital, where she remains in critical condition. 5 men under 30 were also injured in the gunfire. Most students in Michigan's Oxford schools will be heading back to classrooms on Monday after losing a month of learning.
All the buildings in the Oxford Community School District will reopen Monday except the high school. That's where a 15-year-old student opened fire on November 30th and killed 4 teens. Superintendent Tim Throne addressed parents in an online video describing the January 3rd reopenings as the next, quote, steps in our community's journey toward healing, unquote. In the USA Radio Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
Alexia Kulwick, who runs the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
It's ridiculous the amount and number and confusion of regulations that can apply to a small farm. The government doesn't tell you what to charge for your radishes, but they will tell you what kind of zoning you need, what kind of license you need to sell it, even though you're selling it directly from your farm. Such a large number of regulations that the small independent farmer might have to face.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's now 34 after the hour. You're listening to the continuing overview of what's happened this past year in the News Talk Radio world. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison not with me. I'm Doug Steffen, but I do have my DJV colleagues, all but Jennifer. Jennifer is off this week, but Victoria Keelan is here, Jay Kirshner here, and John Harper, a frequent visitor here from W. He's in the bullpen, right, exactly. What's that song? Set them up, folks, or something with it. We always...
Are you talking about Fogarty, Put Me In Coach?
Yeah. Put Me In Coach.
Center field. Yeah.
That's it. Yep. All right, so a couple of names. Yes, I know you are, and I appreciate that more than you can imagine. The big stories of the year, the impact they've had on you. Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos, I think, ought to be on the people list because they have had significant play. Who have we, in among the Americans, I mean, who have we talked more about than Elon Musk, certainly? More positive than negative, would you agree with that? Versus Bezos is more negative than positive. What do you think?
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's. I would say so. I think we're kind of, I mean, if we're going to just add on some people to the list, right, I think there are some names that are really, that are missing. We've mentioned, we've mentioned the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. That was big. Derek Chauvin's conviction was, I mean, some people likened it to, it hadn't been, a case hadn't been paid attention to as much as that since the OJ trial. That was a really big one. Some other names that I would have added, I would have definitely put Colin Powell on that list. The loss of such a great American, I would have put him on the list. I don't think that anyone, regardless of what your hobbies are or what, how much you pay attention to pop culture, Britney Spears was on everybody's tongue.
Yep.
For the whole year. I mean, everybody on some level knows something that was going on with what Britney was doing.
To add to that, weren't the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, after the Oprah interview,
I was going to say, on? I would add Harry and Meghan. Yep.
Yeah.
I would add Harry and Meghan. And then the other one that I haven't seen on many lists, which is bizarre to me because it was such a huge national interest, is the Gabby Petito and Brian Laundry case. Gabby Petito, of course, this young couple traveling across the country and blogging, and then it turns out to be he murdered her, and then he looks like he killed himself, and the manhunt that ensued, and everybody mm-hmm. thinking they saw him. This was just a huge, huge national interest story. So I'm surprised that Gabby Petito's name isn't on more of the year-end lists.
Well, if we did, if we took pop culture, Adele, doesn't that make the list?
Of course.
I mean, who in the world does...
She's back after five or 6 years.
Yeah,
right?
She had that One Night Only concert and Oprah interview and, yeah.
Right?
Alec Baldwin, the Fatal Rust shooting. Oh, Bennifer 2.0. Yeah. Who was not here for
Bennifer.
That?
Bennifer! I mean, this was like the best thing.
We can talk about that all day
long. Besides Britney was freed, I think Bennifer being back was probably the best thing that anyone who follows pop culture, this is the kind of escape that we really needed. And so thank you to Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez, because we needed it.
Well, the Travis Scott thing... that certainly made it. That's a notable addition.
That
would be on the B list, if you will. The Kim Kardashian would be there. Morgan Wallen for his, you know, racial slurs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, all of that stuff. And the people who have been hosting Jeopardy, they finally boiled it down to two, but that was a whole big thing. And I would have thought, as a radio guy, all of this confusion would have led to people saying, I give up, I'm not going to watch it anymore. But, John, when you get down to brass tacks, the ratings for Jeopardy have never been better. And so now they've got down to, what's the lady's name, Mayim, is it Bialik?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Actually, she does a pretty good job. And
I thought so, too. I watched her one night. Yeah, I thought she was good.
She's good, yeah. But who did she split it with? There's someone else.
Ken Jennings.
Ken Jennings.
I think the fill-in host that they had over the past year since Alex Trebek died, I think they had a pretty good lineup of fill-in hosts, and that was kind of interesting to watch how they did that.
Yeah,
they had
I think
LeVar
that drew
Burton.
A lot of interest to the show. Yep.
Yeah, right.
But it just blows me away, guys, how the producer of that show, who apparently was going to be the host of the show, I can't think of his name.
Mike Richards.
How he could do something so stupid with the remarks he made online or whatever and the racial slurs. I don't understand how these people do that and think that they can get away with it.
Right.
It's like the sex stuff. I mean, we hope that the things that Chris Noth has been charged with don't come out to be true, but there's smoke there anyway. And so there's that. We've spent a lot of time talking about those sorts of things, and they are significant. Here's something we just mentioned Elon Musk. I don't know if you knew this or not. This is a chuckle for the end of the year. There was a guy who brought his Model S, a Tesla Model S, into the dealer to get... There was a problem with his battery, and so he was told that it would cost $22,000 to fix the car, i.e. put a new battery in it. So he put a bomb in the car and blew it up in front of the dealership.
Yeah, I did it on YouTube.
Wow.
I mean, at that point, you know, that's... Yeah. $22,000? That's almost the cost of the car.
That's crazy. Who's going to buy a car? They're all nuts. The other thing with regard to Black Lives Matter that is happening at the moment that I think is interesting, the Virginia Attorney General is suing that town in Virginia where the police threatened the Black Army lieutenant. You remember that? This is something fairly recently. And so, you know, you look at some of these things and... Back to what you said a few minutes ago, John. Who thinks like this? Who actually, you know, what planet are you from that you don't get what's going on here? And then something that is, this is not part of anything except when I see stuff like this tiger at the Florida Zoo who attacked the worker because he was stupid enough to put his arm in there. and then they're going to shoot the tiger?
Yeah, I know. Drives me nuts. The guy was totally not in an authorized area. He had no business there. And then the poor tiger is the one to blame? It's just, it's ridiculous.
No.
Yeah, yeah. It's wrong.
It really is.
Carol Baskin should swoop in and take that tiger.
Right.
She's down in Florida, so she could do it. But
yeah. Where's the Joe? What's
Exotic?
His name?
Joe Exotic. He's still
chilling,
you know, behind bars.
Yeah. So what are your listeners at WMEL saying about this thing with the zoo worker and the tiger?
Well, it's kind of like what Victoria was just saying. This guy had no business where he was in the zoo and antagonizing the tiger. What do you expect the tiger to do? And everybody seems to believe this is wrong, and it's the worker who probably should be put to sleep and not the tiger.
Yeah. So as we look to 2000, maybe we'll have a pause here for a moment. I want to look ahead to your predictions, the three of you, as to what you think next year at this time we'll be talking about. Let's see if we have a crystal ball. Maybe this would be wishful thinking in a manner of speaking. You're listening to the Year-End Talk Radio Countdown Show at 43 past the hour, one of the most successful commercial endeavors in the last few years on my programs has been my sponsorship of MyPillow products. Very controversial. Mike Lindell certainly has been among the people most talked about in political circles and commercial circles. There are a lot of people, I mean, let's face it, a lot of pillow companies around, and a lot of people who are making pillows, selling mattresses, beds, whatever it is, all these mattress stores everywhere, who are salivating because Lindell was getting popped around by the news media. Somebody said to me, what's my position because we advertise their products? And I said, my position is that it has nothing, what I'm talking about has nothing to do with Lindell, even though he came up, you know, with a concept. He's got 1,500 or 1,600 workers in a plant in Minnesota that are making a lot of these things. Then somebody said to me the other day, well, not all of the things are made in America. Yeah, upon research, yep, found out that was true. But as the folks at MyPillow said, none of them are made in China. And I guess, you know, at least that's a licking point. But most of the things are made in the factory, in the plant. And if you're looking, if maybe one of your New Year's resolutions is to make sure you're getting better rest, here's a good place to start. Go to MyPillow.com, look at their product catalog, and see what's in there that you can use, whether it's a down comforter, whether it's those weighted blankets, whether it's the pillows, whatever it is that you need, you can come up with a great deal if when you go to the Radio Listener Specials page, in that box there, you click DJV. That's the promo code, DJV. All the products that we are talking about come with deep discounts, 30 to 65% using that code. All the MyPillow products, very cool. Get to MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Specials page, DJV code. That's the way to save money and get a good night's rest. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the overview of the top stories for the year 2021 in our focus as we have our discussions this week. And on the list at number 10, the passing of Rush Limbaugh. Number 9, all of the stories, all the conversation, all the focus on crime and violence, defunding the police, etc. Number 8, our relationship with the folks that are not so friendly with us anymore. We're not so friendly with them, the Chinese and the Russians. Number 7, immigration and border problems. Number 6, social media and how it's impacted by the First Amendment, or vice versa. Voting legislation, Black Lives Matter, sort of tied together 5 and 4. And at number 3, the January 6th fiasco. Number 2, the economy and our focus on that, which doesn't seem to sync with a lot of other things that are being touted in our country. And COVID, obviously, is number 1 on the story list from Talkers Magazine.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found out that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you will feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others, you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
So, the sales right now at Kohl's, I mean, you won't want to miss these deals. I got 60% off holiday decor, so I'm set for next year. Fleece for under 20 bucks and 60% off bedding. Even better, I used the Kohl's cash I earned from my holiday shopping, got an extra 20% off, and earned even more Kohl's cash. Who's ready to ring in the savings?
Select style ends January 2nd. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Top Radio Countdown.
On the people list from Talkers Magazine, you can find it at talkers.com and also at djvshow.com. At number 10, Rush Limbaugh. At number 9, Vladimir Putin. I lovingly refer to him, well, not so lovingly, as Bad Vlad or Pukin Putin. Number 8, I don't even like to mention this guy's name, Xi. All right, Xi Jinping. All right, 7 is Kamala Harris. 6 is Joe Manchin. Ron DeSantis is number 5. Kevin McCarthy, number 4. Nancy Pelosi, number 3. Trump is 2, and Biden's 1. One looks at that list and wonders out loud, how many of those people on the list are going to run for president in 2024? Pretty much every American that's on that list. So from 7 to the top of the list, Harris, Manchin, DeSantis, McCarthy, Pelosi, Trump, probably not Pelosi, but the rest of them probably are running, right? Very interesting list as we try to make things interesting here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, we got about a minute here. Give me one thing, Victoria, that you think will be in the lineup next year at this time.
One thing. I hope it's certainly not COVID. That's one thing. Right. I don't know what it will be, but I hope it's not COVID.
All right, Jay, what about you? One thing that you think will be in the top 10 next year at this time.
Inflation and economy. That way, right, that's so good. Hard to say. I choked on those words. But, yeah, that's going to be up there.
All right, John, what about you?
Voter legislation. That's
correct. Voter legislation. Yeah, I think you're right about that. I think that, and it ought to, because there's a lot of stuff in that whole kettle of fish that's just plain wrong. All right, well, thanks to all, and a happy new year. Whether it's New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, and starting the new year and new work, maybe a lot of you starting new jobs, that's good. Congratulations on making it through 2021, and let's make a happy and healthy 2022 a part of what's on our mind. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 10 before the hour.
Happy New Year.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show now, with our overview of some of the legal ramifications of the big stories of 2021. Thanks to the participation of my friend Stephen J.J. Wiseman, attorney at law. He can still be my friend and be an attorney at law. I don't have many friends who are lawyers, but I have two friends who are lawyers, as a matter of fact, and I've known them both for a long time. All right, so in looking at this story list and thinking about all of the stuff that we've talked about through the year, I'm going to throw you a little bit of a curveball, but you're great at curveballs, so I'm not worried. More than anything else, I've asked the folks who were on the countdown what story they thought they would see a year from now, because we've got all of these things that we've been talking about ad nauseum through the year, some colorful sidelights and stories that because of the good host being creative and thinking about this angle or that angle. But if I said to you, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, a year from now when you and I are talking about the big stories, what do you think will be number one? What do you want to be number one? Or it doesn't even have to be number one. What do you want to be there?
Well, what I would like to be there is 2022 midterm elections that went on without major disputes. But I don't think that's going to happen. And then kind of as a sidelight, maybe to the same thing, I think 2022 is going to be a year, unfortunately, that we are going to see major cyber warfare escalated between countries like Russia, China, Iran, and the United States. So 2021 was pretty rough, as was 2020, and unfortunately, I think 2022 may be even rougher.
It's interesting, the good guys, the Americans, versus the axis of evil. Iran.
Axis of evil. In addition to that, I am concerned that, you know, the whole business model for a lot of the kind of cyber attacks that happen, these cyber geniuses that go on the dark web, that part of the internet where criminals buy and sell goods and services.
How do you even get on the, I hear people talking about this. How do you even get on the dark web? Is there a tutor somewhere who teaches people how to get onto the so-called dark web?
I can teach you how to do that. And you okay. do need the proper search engine, and you know, generally that can be done. But you don't want to try and get to some of these sites that the bad guys go on, because that can lead to a lot of problems. And they also have pretty good security to keep you off.
Well, aren't there? I mean, there'd probably be. It's like going to porn sites. Aren't there a lot of things that are attached to those sites that will give you viruses in your computer?
No, actually, because the bad guys are there, and they want to provide really good service to the people that go there. So you're probably safer in that instance going to on the dark web sites than you are to you know, porn sites or legitimate other websites that we find.
Number five story this year is voting legislation. So to go back to what you were saying about the situation with the laws that are being either proposed or have been passed, and with an eye toward November of 2022, the midterm elections, congressional seats all open, one-third of the governors will be running for re-election, one-third of the people in the Senate will be running for re-election. So the mischief, I suppose, that could be created, because on both sides I think there's valuable information, and there also are valid concerns about what's going on in the voting booths around the country. I think that is subject matter, it ought to be, for real focus, people who want to fix the problem, but there are going to be lawsuits on both sides. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, there's going to be a lot. The word that comes to, or the half word that comes to mind, is cluster. And we're going to have so much misinformation out there because, frankly, you know, people make up their mind from the media, and Congress certainly is nowhere near necessary regulations that we need to assure that the media is acting in a responsible fashion. So between that, gerrymandering and manipulation of elections, I'm very concerned.
All right, you have scamaside.com, your website. What do you think is going to be the big problem scam-wise this year?
I think the big thing is going to be the Internet of Things, all of the devices that we have that are connected to the Internet that people think don't have to be secure, and your computers and your phones can end up being hacked through those devices, and it's going to be pretty bad. I guess I'm not really very happy this new year.
No. Well, I'll send you a happy New Year's wish anyway. Stephen J.J. Wiseman helping us out here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with a legal overview of some of the big stories of this past year. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.